Income needed for preferred retirement lifestyle. An AFC should be prepared to guide clients through the process of planning for retirement. This involves the following steps: helping a client estimate their retirement expenses, educating clients on the various types of retirement and savings accounts, educating clients about a variety of additional sources of retirement income. Retirement planning is not a static one-and-done process. An AFC should be prepared to work with the client to monitor and update the plan to adequately and appropriately reflect any changes in their life and goals. For example, after the client gets married or has children, assisting clients in their retirement plan is a crucial component of an AFC's responsibilities. One of the first steps a client should make is to estimate their life expectancy. However, no one can ever really know how long they are going to live and how long they are going to be retired. How then can a person know how much to save? The Social Security Administration has a life expectancy calculator on their website that anyone can use. It is important to remember, though, that this is an estimate. Clients may wish to plan as if they will live longer, therefore hopefully avoiding a situation in which they outlive their savings. The next step when planning for retirement is to figure out what the client envisions for their retirement. What is their life going to look like day to day and more broadly? There is no one-size-fits-all approach to retirement, so a counselor should be sure that they understand what the client is hoping for. Some clients may want a more homebody-type retirement, catching up on all the books they were not able to read. Other clients may be excited to catch up on all the travel they deferred due to work. Still others may want to focus on their families, children, grandchildren, etc. A retiree's expenses will likely change in a number of ways post-retirement. Some will rise, others will fall, new ones might appear, and some may disappear, all depending on the life they intend to lead. The amount of money that a client will need in order to maintain their desired standard of living is a very personal calculation, and an AFC should be prepared to assist their clients in determining the best strategies to prepare for their retirement. Two approaches to calculating retirement income needs are discussed in the next section: wage replacement ratio, WRR, and retirement budget. The AFC should spend some time with their clients discussing how their expenses might change post-retirement, but also identifying which expenses will remain. Exhibit 3-13 goes over some of these expense changes. Exhibit 3-13, post-retirement changes to expenses, retirement budget versus wage replacement ratio. Everyone's retirement needs will be different. There is no one-size-fits-all dollar amount that everyone should save for retirement. An AFC can help their client estimate what they will need. Two approaches that can be taken in order to estimate how much money will be needed in retirement are retirement budget. A retirement budget is like a standard spending plan or budget, but one created with a specific focus on a client's retirement years. This option is most helpful when a client is close to retirement. Wage replacement ratio, WRR. The percentage of pre-retirement income that an individual needs to maintain their standard of living during retirement. The wage replacement ratio is a popular approach to retirement planning when retirement is still far enough out that it is difficult to estimate retirement expenses and the impact of inflation. The first step to calculating the WRR is to take the client's current income and subtract fee cut taxes and the amount the client was setting aside for retirement savings. It is not uncommon for clients to forget that retirement is what they have been saving for and that setting this money aside will no longer be needed. Doing this simple calculation gives the client an estimate of what they will need in retirement, and they can then plan accordingly. Remember, the counselor's role during retirement planning is to help the client understand what they want their retirement to look like, help them identify what assets they have to help them meet these goals, provide information about sources of retirement income, and educate them about common retirement costs. The formula for WRR is as follows. Here is an example. There are a number of online calculators available which can help clients determine their WRR, and a counselor should familiarize themselves with a few of them to enable a recommendation. Educate client about retirement calculation tools. Estimating how much you need to save for retirement and also knowing if you are on track can be a daunting proposition. The AFC should be prepared to help demystify this process for their clients. To make planning for retirement a bit easier, there are a number of retirement calculation tools available online. Not all of these calculators use the same factors in their calculations, so an AFC should familiarize themselves with a broad selection of the tools, perhaps 5 to 10 of them, so they understand not only how the tools work, but also acquire a broad understanding of the different kinds available. The counselor can then recommend 2 or 3 different calculators to their clients, who can then select one to create a general estimate for their retirement and savings needs. Typical inputs into the calculators include, note that AFCs cannot advise on tax rate, inflation, or rate of return assumptions. The client will need to estimate these or get advice from an investment professional. Current age, preferred slash expected retirement age, social security income, other sources of income, example rental income, pension income, current savings rate as percentage of income or dollar amount already saved, dollar amount, estimated retirement income as a percentage of current income, that is the wage replacement ratio such as 80%, expected tax rate during retirement, inflation assumption slash expectation, rate of return assumptions slash expectations. The AFC should regularly review the calculators they might recommend to their clients. They may be updated or altered in ways that make them more or less useful or relevant to clients.